Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Alex Avila, psychologist, author, and speaker with Love University, where we learn how to love ourselves, others, and higher nature. And once in a while, something interesting happens where someone is on my podcast, and then they invite me on their podcast because they had such a great time, and that is the theme today. So we have a little bonus section today where I'm going to appear on Mr. Weigand's podcast, Relationship Expert, America's Relationship Coach. So let's hear and see what we have to talk about.
Hey, David Weigand here. 10 minutes of daily reality. Today we are going to bring in Dr. Alex Avila. Did I pronounce your last
name? Actually, Avila is the Spain pronunciation. So you almost had it.
I tried so hard.
Okay. That's over like, and over. Yes, yeah. No problem.
Today I want to talk about a plague that goes on. A lot of men seem to suffer from it. A lot of women seem to suffer from another disease. So we're going to talk about two diseases that are plaguing people in dating. We're going to talk about dating today.
Yes.
Relationships. Alex, there is a guy out there. He's nervous as can be. He just, somehow or another in his lifetime, somebody has told him that he was never to be needy because of all the bad advice that goes on out there. Mm. Everybody says, you just can't be needy. Mm. And I hear it nonstop from men. Mm. I don't want to look needy. I don't want to appear needy. Mm. I don't want to be needy. And the fact is, we all, and this is from a great quote from a friend of mine, we're all looking for the healthiest codependency we can possibly find with somebody because we all really truly need one another. We were built to live in a village. We weren't built to live in a village on our iPhone called Facebook. We were built to connect with one another on a daily basis. We need one another. But yet, there seems to be a lot of very bad dating advice that's been going on for the last 15 years since the internet has exploded. And these men feel like, oh God, I don't want to be needy. So what do you tell somebody that is plagued by the neediest plague?
Well, the word needy is an interesting term. It indicates a desire for someone to fill you. And there are different ways to look at it. I mean, need is something that can be biological. You know, I need water, I need food, you know, sex, companionship. But it can also be a lack of something internal where you feel the other person is going to somehow save you or bring you something that you don't have without you having your own inner strength. And I have a podcast, Love University, where we talk about loving ourselves, others, and a higher nature. But the first step is loving yourself. And I think we talked about this last time when you were on my show. That self-esteem, loving yourself, is the key in the beginning of all relationships. So people that have maybe a vacuum inside, maybe from childhood, they didn't feel loved by their parents or they had cold parents or something like that. And they try to fill that with the partners that they choose. Male or female do the same thing. And as a result, they maybe pick the wrong person. They get into incompatible relationships, maybe abusive relationships sometimes, where the other person senses the weakness and they take advantage of it, or they try to hurt the person or abuse them in some way. And you know the phrase that the hammer seeks the nail, and the person who's aggressive seeks someone who can be pounded, and the nail seeks the hammer. So part of this is being able to raise your own level of self-esteem, whether through studying books, self-development books, podcasts, spiritual practice, meditation, exercise, communion in nature. There are many ways to raise your inner level so that you're not needy, but you have your own self-confidence, your own self-ability, and then you can find someone who resonates with you and that can contribute to you. Because I think it's kind of like interdependence. You know, we rely on people, but we also have a sense of dependence, of the independence at the same time. That's the ideal combination, you know, for people to be happy.
Yeah, it's interesting because my relationship with my girlfriend, I need her, she needs me, but there's not a weakness in that because we're two very dependent, confident, secure individuals in our own life. But yet when we need, you know, it's a beautiful thing to crawl into bed with her. I need to hug and need to feel that closeness. When something bothers me, I need to speak with her. And I think there's something that I learned years ago. The best four-letter word in the English language is help. Mm-hmm. You know, we need one another. We need to help one another. And we need to also, during our insecure moments, allow each other to express why we feel a certain way in a very safe place. And you notice they're all four-letter words, safe, need, and help, you know, which are all things that all of us need in a relationship.
Yeah, you know, David, there's a martial arts, I don't know if you ever studied, there's exercises And one of them is where you're back to back with the person and you kind of lean toward each other. And if the other person suddenly withdraws, you could fall back. But if there's a connection, then both of you are equally balanced. It's kind of like being in a harmony state. So the idea is to, you lean on each other, but, not so much that you push the other person or that they push back, but that you're connected and balanced. So I think if you have a balanced relationship, then it's a healthy relationship. You know how to give and how to take. Also, there are exercises where you move your hand and they move their hand backwards. So it's kind of a flow that's very natural. It's like pushing and taking, giving and taking at the same time. If you get, yes.
That's interesting. And interesting analogy, because it is martial arts, if you think about it. Some relationships are as dangerous as some of the
exactly.
martial arts.
Exactly. Marriage martial arts, right?
Yeah. It's a very push-pull. I think all relationships are. I mean, we are born to have a partnership. However you define partnership is all uniquely what we all strive for. We all have different versions of what partnerships are to you and I,
Right.
And anybody listening right now, their definition of partnership might be different than our definition of partnership. But I think that's what it really comes down to, because people, like I talked about earlier, people are afraid to be needy and they're also afraid to be codependent, when in reality, it's the most beautiful thing is to feel safe. So when you need somebody or you feel safe in a relationship, you're able to express your fears so the person can actually go and calm you down and make you feel better and more secure. And the codependent, we depend on one another, but you can't codependent. You have to depend on yourself first in order to have somebody you can depend on, because you can't make somebody your everything. And I've seen people, Alex, in codependent relationships with their kids, where they have this ridiculous codependent relationship with their children, and they're teaching their children that this is a healthy way to live. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think so. I mean, in the Eastern approach, we look at what's called the middle way, which is a sense of balance. So you obviously want to be loving to your children, but you don't want them to become your life. And I work a lot with Latino community, and many times they sacrifice even going to college, to help the children.
Yep.
Or other things that they sacrifice. I have students in my class in psychology that actually quit school because they have to go help their grandpa in Mexico or some other country. And they sacrifice that. I mean, it's good, of course, to help your family. But then it gets to that point where you sacrifice yourself, right? Your own belonging in life. So there has to be that balance. And when there is that balance, then it can be a healthy relationship. So I think that's what we need to think about is, giving and taking, right? Because if you give too much, you become what's called a martyr. Martyr, the self-sacrificial person that gives up themselves. Now, of course, we see this in history, Joan of Arc and all that, and they're heroes. But in the real day life, people become martyrs. They sacrifice everything for their children or even for a spouse, and then they feel empty and suffer. But on the other hand, if you don't give at all, if you're very selfish, then the same thing happens. You become cold, you become isolated. It becomes about you. And I've talked about in my podcast, Are You Dating a Lunatic? It's one of our shows. It's very popular. The personality disorders. You've heard of things like narcissist, sociopath, people that, basically are very selfish and self-centered, and it's all about them. And there are people that do that. They just take and take and take. And they don't give back. So that is also a very unhealthy relationship. So ideally, you have two people that have hopefully healthy, psychologically healthy personalities where they can connect with each other in a positive way and build together. Like you said, build the team and, make it a long-term kind of thing versus a short-term thing.
I like that. It's team us is what it really is. I mean, and plus that comes down to, and and I know, is being very clear and defined about who you truly are and what you need and what you desire, and using the word need again. I know people listening going, oh, we use that word again, that word need. It sends chills up and down my neediness spine. Anyway, we are rolling into about 10 minutes right now.
Oh, wow. That was fast, David.
It's always fast. I'm going to have you back because
sure,
there's a lot of subjects that I want to talk to you about.
Definitely. I would love to.
That I think you can enlighten people on because you come
sure.
from it. You've got the doctor in front of you, so I have no doctor in front of me, which means that you have more education, which means that you've done more research, and you have actually enlightened many people along
right.
your path.
Well, thank
well.
You. I appreciate that. Yeah. And you have a doctor. You have a doctor in life, right? Which is a good doctorate to have, right? And
yeah, it's a good doctor to have in life. But anybody that's got a doctor in their title, I always think to myself,
sure.
You took the educational route that really taught
sure.
you a lot of things. I was not ready for an educational route when I was
right.
younger. I really
right.
wanted to just
right.
smoke pot and drink alcohol and chase women.
Okay, okay. Well,
girls.
Now you have the chance, right? Love University is our podcast, and people can tune in and, you know, basically learn these lessons and enjoy what they're learning.
Which is awesome. So they can find you at Love University. It's on iTunes, right?
That's correct. Loveuniversity.love, and we have a weekly podcast on loving yourself, others, and a higher nature. And we, by the way, I'm at the congratulations, David. We have one of our most popular shows when you were on the show.
Awesome.
We just got our numbers back, and it was a smash hit. So, it's a great feeling to have success, in that sense.
I love it. I like being popular. Makes me feel good. I like to be popular in the real world, but not in the Facebook world.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
Anyway, Alex, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure.
For all the rest of you, we will see you tomorrow, which will be Saturday. And spread the love. This is what it's all about. Don't feel bad if you feel neediest and codependent. You can always work on that stuff so you can be healthy codependent. And a healthy need. You don't need to be part of the play. I will see you all tomorrow. Thanks, Alex.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that was it. So we talked about neediness. Do you need more than you want? So I think we had a good time, and I think a lot of people will resonate with this topic. Until next time, this has been Love University. Please put away your pencils, your books, and we'll see you next time.